Frost is so cool.
It's going to be a great weekend to be outside, whatever that might look like. Maybe you're doing a bit of yard work. Some people, I've heard two people already say, thinking about going and opening up the cabin this weekend. It's no matter what it is, farmers getting ready for seeding. The weather is going to be cooperating for the most part. I know I saw a couple of forecasts that showed the possibility of some showers coming through on Sunday as a possibility, but the temperatures continue to be nice through the weekend. Well, boy, I'll tell you, you think about the opportunities that kids have when it comes to sports now. I hate to sound like an old guy, but back in the day, it wasn't this way. I remember one year we were playing baseball. We got into the provincials and we got to go to Mankota, Saskatchewan. And for us, the small group from Abernethy, Saskatchewan, that seemed like we were going a long ways away. Nowadays, you see sports teams, whether it's football or basketball or hockey, soccer, they're traveling not just within outside of the province, but outside of the country as well. And that is the case for a group of young fellas that are headed on a pretty big trip. Three young boys from Weyburn were invited to attend the prestigious Real Madrid Soccer Academy for a week-long camp. Now, Real Madrid, I mean, that club has got the most championship titles in Europe. Home to star like Cristiano Ronaldo, and these three boys from Weyburn have been playing soccer together since they were 5 years old. They got invited last year. They've been fundraising for the trip. This is a real big deal. It's a great opportunity for the players, and I would suggest it's pretty good for the Weyburn Soccer Association as well. I'm happy to have the dad of one of these young players joining me by phone today. I've got Richie Roy joining me by phone. Richie, thanks so much for taking our call.
Thanks for having me.
So your son, Lexington, he's 13 years old. He's a young soccer player. He's one of three making this big trek.
That's right. They're really excited to be heading out to Spain next May, and they've been working hard leading up to it.
Yeah. I mean, so what was the, how did this come about? Did they have to apply for this, or how did they end up getting chosen?
The Real Madrid camp hosted a camp out in Edmonton last summer, and we made the trek out there. And from the camp, they select a few kids from that camp to be invited over to play in Spain. And these three boys were in that group. So after they had that process done, you fill out the forms and you plan to travel across the world to the greatest sports stadium in the world, right? Yeah.
I mean, how pumped is Lexington to be able to play over there in that soccer stadium?
Well, it's been a year's worth of motivation, which has really, you know, helped him stay focused, working downstairs in every game he plays, wanting to show up best and kind of represent not only Canada, but Saskatchewan when you're, you know, over in Spain, learning from these coaches.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me that three young fellas were chosen from Weyburn. So was it automatic that they could go as a group like that, or were they just all three of them playing and showing those exemplary skills and attitudes that made them a good choice for this?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty exceptional. Ethan, Ranson, and Lexington, they're fantastic athletes, and they stood out amongst the crowd when they were up there. And, I mean, there have been other players from Saskatchewan that have had this opportunity, but it was pretty awesome and unique that all three of them get to go together, because not only do they get to have that experience, but they get to share it with their friends, which creates that lifelong bonding. And, you know, it's been great for the local soccer scene as well, because other kids around Weyburn realize that if they work hard, they can strive and possibly have this opportunity as well in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is part of the message here. And got to be good for your just soccer in general, your community soccer association. I was on your webpage the other day. Boy, that's a professional organization. You could just tell the way that it's structured online. Is soccer pretty robust? Lots of interest in it right now?
It is now. It's taken off, and we owe a huge credit to select individuals in Weyburn like Tyler Hillstead and Jason Roy, who've done an immense amount of work to get it up and going. But even like the soccer facility, the Spark Center, which is new to Weyburn, kids are able to play soccer year-round now, whereas before we couldn't play in the wintertime.
And the other thing, too, about soccer, you know, soccer growing up, I grew up in rural Saskatchewan, and so you played ball in the summer, you played hockey in the winter, and when you were in school, you might have played football, but soccer wasn't a big sport, but it's growing here. for a few reasons, but to me, I think the affordability is part of it as well.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But I mean, let's face it. Yeah, we grew up in Saskatchewan. Soccer's not the number one sport, but you look worldwide, it's got 4 billion fans, and 4 billion fans can't be wrong about it. You know, we've got World Cup is coming to Canada next year. It happens once every 4 years, and it's the first time Canada gets to be one of the host cities, and it's really picking up in popularity. And it's really interesting in the age category that Lexington is in Saskatchewan. It's extremely competitive. Like for across Canada, I believe it was the U17 group last year won nationals in soccer, and that was a team from Saskatoon. Mm-hmm. So when you see these boys compete in soccer, they're playing at a very high level, which is really exceptional because we never had that in the past.
We're chatting today with Richie Roy, who is a parent of Lexington. Lexington, one of three youth that have been selected to go to the Real Madrid Soccer Academy. So, yeah, they're heading over to Spain in under a month from now, about 3 weeks from now. And, of course, fundraising, I'm guessing, has been a lot of it. So what type of fundraising have the boys been doing, Richie?
Yeah, you know, they've been doing everything from selling potato chips door-to-door at the fundraising programs. We hosted a public dance that they were at, and they've really made a lot of progress with that, with various aspects in the community. And so it's not only great that they've been able to show other people that we've got the soccer organization that's working, but it's really pulled the community together, which is great on so many levels.
As a dad, I'm sure you've been watching, you're proud of this opportunity. And I mean, the opportunity hasn't even got here yet. But what have you seen in the boys? I'm sure some growth has happened in the last year as a result of this opportunity. What are your observations?
Yeah, you know, it's really made them interested in the finer aspects, really looking to see how people play the sport on the other side of the world, you know, and getting ready for that. We never had those opportunities back in the day to watch tutorial videos on YouTube from coaches that are already in Spain, you know, so that they want to prepare and get ready for that. Not only that, it's been kind of fun watching the kids trying to learn some Spanish language before they head overseas. So
they're heading over there. It's a week-long camp. How long is the trip total, and what are some of the things the boys are going to be exposed to over there?
Yeah, so it's a 9-day trip. You know, they're going to have 7 days on the field actually working with the professional Spanish coach at the Real Madrid Foundation. And they're going to be working hard. I believe it's 6 hours of training each day. And not only do they do the on-field training, but they also do the mental sports training, which is huge. And they get to understand the Spanish culture of how they play football. And then they also get to have some head-to-head friendlies with some local Spanish clubs as well. So they're going to have a team from children all around the world that meet up for this. So they'll get to know kids from America and different parts of Europe and Africa and whatnot. And then they actually do get to play against some Spanish teams. So it's going to be great to see, you know, the different style of soccer.
That's so awesome. Do they have an opportunity to take something to trade? Is that something that's done over there?
Yeah, you know, I believe that they do have some social events set out for the kids. You know, they're going to get to do some tours of the city. They're going to have some nights where they all get to hang out and have some fun activities together. They're going to get to experience, you know, staying in those smaller hotel accommodations in Spain, which we're not really accustomed to here in Canada. But getting to meet the kids and build some lifelong bonds is something that these kids are going to take home with them.
Yeah.
Not to mention how the kids play, you know, PlayStation online with FIFA soccer. You can connect with those friends anywhere in the world, and you know, a lot of them are starting to learn that, and it's kind of like having a pen pal, but you actually get to play with them, you know, any time of the day, which is pretty awesome.
It's super awesome. What the name of the, so your son is Lexington, what are the names of the other two boys going?
Ethan Seidig and Ranson Jordan, and they're some key players in our soccer association here. The Weyburn soccer team has really come a long ways, but this group of boys, this U15 group of boys, is something really special, and you know, we really hope to see them excel and maybe being competing for the provincial titles when they get older in high school age.
Yeah, I'm sure this does. We mentioned earlier give a lift to the Community Soccer Association, but soccer is starting up soon.
Yeah, we have the spring camp is kind of winding down. We're getting into the summer league right now. The Prairie Soccer League is the next big thing. So Lexington and Ranson, they're going to be on the Prairie Soccer League, the Forge team, which is made up of combined kids from Yorkton, Moose Jaw, Swift Current, and Weyburn. And that's the top level League of Soccer for the summer. And it's going to be exciting because we play against Saskatoon, Regina, and I believe PA or Lloyd's in the league as well this year. So lots of great opportunities.
This is awesome, Richie. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time. We certainly wish those three young athletes all the best. And maybe we could connect once they're back and hear a little bit about how the trip went. I'd love to have the boys on the show if we could work it out.
Absolutely. Thanks, Evan. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Richie Roy is a parent of Lexington. We know Ethan, Ranson, Lexington all going over. Chosen to go over to Spain, the Real Madrid Soccer Academy. It's a week-long camp. And out of all of the kids that tried out for this, the fact we got three young athletes from Weyburn going is great. By the way, I mentioned Weyburn Soccer. They've got they got everything together there. WeyburnSoccer.com if you want to check them out online. But they've got a great website, a great program in that community, and clearly paying off with these three young athletes. Great motivator. You know, you talk about seeing soccer in Team Canada in the Olympics and how it's good for young kids. Well, nothing motivates younger generations in communities when they see some of their those that they look up to in the community being able to have these opportunities, which is absolutely outstanding. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Has been a beautiful day. It's been a full day and a full conversation today with lots of great guests. I loved my opportunity to bring Abe Silverman on the show to talk to you, Holocaust survivor. I mentioned Beth Jacobs Synagogue is involved in bringing him to Regina to speak. I was under the impression he was speaking at Beth Jacobs Synagogue, but they bringing him here. He's actually speaking at the Apostolic Church on Assiniboine Avenue in Regina. So if you are interested in finding out, you can go online and find out more details about that and how you can get in on that presentation. Talked about this off the start of the show. We saw yesterday former Premier Brad Wall came out with an endorsement, if you will, talking about the need to vote for hope as opposed to vote for fear. This is part of his message.
In this election, the Liberals are asking Canadians to re-elect them, to protect us from the conditions that they have created. And so I can't help but wonder why good people would consider voting for more of that, more of the same. The answer must be fear.
At the end of the ad, he talks about choosing hope over fear, and it is an endorsement for Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives. Pierre Poilievre just in Saskatchewan. He was in Saskatoon last night for a rally. We had just off the start of the show this morning, Lara Fominoff joined me. She was at the rally, talked about the snarl of traffic that it was. Hundreds and hundreds of people. She said probably a couple of thousand vehicles. So you know the number of people obviously was well north of that. Did the rally last night. Then today had a short media session before leaving the province and going on to his next stop here in what is going to be the last few days of the campaign. We this morning on the show did a quick pulse of the people. This is the very, very official polling that we like to do where we give you 2 minutes to call in and tell us who you're voting for, and then we tallied up. We talked to quite a few people in 2 minutes, and a fairly consistent message was heard.
Conservative.
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 NDP. Thank you for calling.
Conservative.
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 Liberal.
Conservative.
Chalk one up for the Conservatives.
So in total, we got 89% of the people that called in this morning saying Conservative is where their vote goes. One, we had a 5% went Liberal, 5% went NDP. No votes in the short time frame we did it for anyone else. Will that be indicative of what we see? I guess we'll find out on Monday. We will be having complete coverage on Monday night. So as the election results roll in, our provincial news director, Sarah Mills, will be here bringing you live coverage of that. And she's got Jim Farney joining her, Tina Beaudry joining her. So it'll be complete coverage on the station. We'll bring Sarah on Monday to have a talk about that. So Monday morning, when we come back, we will talk about this a little bit more. Obviously, bring you some guests and give you a chance for one more say before we find out what the vote actually looks like. Well, as we wrap up this week, I always like to say thanks to my friends like Adam Gruhl, who is behind the glass doing all of the great tech work. We've got Chance Aspen down in Regina, Brent Horton helping us out this week because Frank decided to take a week off in Regina, so he's got that break. Libby Gray, Nicole Garn, thank you with all of the work that is done to produce this show, and thank you for joining us here again, as you always do. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather, and we will chat again first thing Monday morning starting at 8:30 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.